This is PodTech News. I'm Catherine Girardeau. Microsoft unveiled what it calls a unified communications product roadmap and partner ecosystem at a press event in San Francisco today. Jeff Reichs, president of Microsoft's business division, said in a press statement that information workers struggle with too much communication in too many places. He said Microsoft's solution is to integrate the PC with voice services, such as desk, mobile, and internet telephony, by modifying its enterprise software. At the press event, the company showed off a new version of its live communication server presence engine, which helps workers see which method of communication is best for a given coworker in real time. The program, which is being renamed Office Communication Server, will add new abilities such as internet telephony and video conferencing. The company said the new features will be part of Microsoft Office 2007. At the same press event, Microsoft also announced new business alliances with Hewlett-Packard, Motorola, and Siemens to develop hardware and mobile devices to support its unified communication solutions. Bern Elliott is an analyst who covers network and communications equipment at Gartner, Inc. Bern, what's the industry significance of Microsoft's announcement today?
Well, the significance can be viewed in two ways. First, it announces Microsoft's significant effort to move into a new market, which includes a great deal of telecommunication functionality as well as other communication functionality. So it does indicate a significant commitment by Microsoft in this new market. The second thing that's important is overall in the industry, it indicates an increasing trend towards a new method or style of communications, which for lack of a better term can be called presence-based communications. Historically, communications has been very channel-specific or siloed into the different media. You make a phone call, or you send someone an instant message, or you set up a video call, or you do web collaboration. And if you want a conference, then you set a conference call up separately, and you call into the conference. This is all very separate and siloed. So the second area is it signifies a shift overall in the industry towards a new paradigm for communications. For lack of a better term, you can call it presence-based communications. What's significant about that is that you have access to all the channels, and in addition, you have information ahead of time about the availability of the participants that you'd like to reach. So that, for instance, instead of just calling someone and seeing if they're in when you have a question, and then if they're not, calling the next person that might know the answer, you could see the availability of the individuals in the company who have expertise in a particular topic, and then call the individual or instant message the individual that is currently available that has the information you need. And then in addition, you can escalate across the different channels. So for instance, you can start out with a text chat and say, are you able to talk on this now? And if they say yes, then you click on the phone and you're talking to them, and then the questions get into an area where they're not so certain. And you can bring in another party and go directly into an audio conference, and you could, for instance, share data, adding web conferencing to that same session. So it really represents a different paradigm for communications. So again, the significance here is, first of all, it indicates a deep commitment by Microsoft to continue to move and advance in this market. And secondly, it really represents overall a shift in how companies are starting to view communications from being separate and siloed to being much more integrated and built around presence.
Now, Microsoft is a software company, so naturally it's focusing on software to integrate different communications technologies, as you just mentioned, like email, phone systems, and VoIP. IBM today announced a different kind of collaboration platform for businesses that integrates its Lotus SameTime 7.5 platform with Microsoft Office software. Can you compare and contrast these two approaches to integration of business functions?
Well, briefly stated, the IBM announcement really focuses on the SameTime functionality available within the Microsoft Windows environment. Whereas the Microsoft announcement is not a single announcement. It's a set of announcements and really needs to be seen in the context of previous announcements they made this spring about the integration with a wide range of telephony partners. I think that was in March that they made that. And these announcements now are for availability in 2007 and indicate activity across a broad range of channels. So it's not comparing apples to oranges. IBM announcement is really focusing on the same time collaboration functionality, while the Microsoft announcements, and it really has to be plural, is really a series of announcements indicating a broader movement, as I outlined earlier.
And what's the of the timing of Microsoft's announcement? They're not really coming out with any of these products for business use or for widespread use until Microsoft Office 2007 is released. Is that correct?
That's right. Certainly, there is a certain amount of motivation just to anticipate the market and develop some interest around it. So certainly, that's a part of it. But I don't think that's the major part. The important part here is that these are products that take a long time to roll out, but also they take a long time for partners and companies to prepare for. And so this is a way for them to start speaking publicly with prospects and with partners to develop the partner ecosystem that they need to deliver these products, because they have a lot of partnerships involved in these different channels, and it allows them to start talking with their users to help the users develop a roadmap. These kinds of broad communication initiatives, especially since it involves some paradigm shifts in terms of how you communicate, are not something you one-for-one replace an existing product. They are something you plan for, and then you roll out in a smaller group, you do some evaluations and pilots, and then you scale up. So this gives them the ability to develop the kind of groundwork and preparation that's needed to roll it out. And then we expect that in 2007, companies will start being able to try it and evaluate it and do pilots. And realistically, scaled deployments are unlikely until we get to 2008. Now, having said that, because a lot of this is there are migration paths, it is important for companies who are interested, who are existing Microsoft partners, for instance, to understand this and to understand the implications, so that they can, in fact, start developing those migration plans, which in many cases take place over 3 to 5 years.
Well, thank you so much, Bern, for joining me on PodTech News.
Good. Happy to do it.
Bern Elliott is a research vice president covering network and communications equipment at Gartner, Inc.